When hot properties get flipped for large profits, residents can get hurt. And it's happening more frequently to New York senior citizens. At one assisted living facility on prime real estate in Brooklyn, five residents fought to stay. But 2 years later, as WNYC Cindy Rodriguez reports, it's now time to go.
The long carpeted hallway at One Prospect Park West is lined with empty apartments. At one end, Anne Marie Mogul pushes her walker. At the other end, her brown and white cat slinks and stretches.
When she rolls over like that, it's because she's happy to see her mommy.
130 senior citizens used to call this place home. Now the nine floors are near empty. It's just Anne Marie, four other women, and the cat.
And I'm far away from everything. When the back elevator doesn't work, it's a tiny bit scary.
The five residents are the final holdouts as this decades-old facility shuts down. Three have dementia. One is 101 years old. Mogul is 94. Her apartment is small and sunny. Classical music fills the room. Boxes of papers and pictures sit on the floor, waiting to be sorted. But it's the view behind Mogul's bed that stands out.
You see the Statue of Liberty. Isn't that a wonderful view? You can see why one would be reluctant to leave.
It's surely one of the many features that appeal to the developer. They plan to convert the stately building into luxury housing. The owner, Heysha Dietsch, notified residents 2.5 years ago that he was closing the facility and selling the building. He gave them 90 days to get out. Family members of residents say panic set in, and most of the seniors moved.
But, you know, these are the brave souls who stuck it out.
Judith Goldner from Legal Aid is one of several attorneys representing the five holdouts in a lawsuit against the operator. She usually represents low-income tenants. She says she was surprised to find that fragile nursing home and assisted living residents have far fewer rights.
You know, if you were a rent-regulated tenant, they couldn't evict you like that. They couldn't give you a 90-day notice and say, get out.
The lawsuit alleged that the operator failed to help residents find the most appropriate new homes. The home's attorney says the five holdouts refused any assistance, and the state health department approved DH's plan to close the facility. The residents are suing the health department, too. Goldner blames the agency for approving plans that do not comply with federal regulations, which call for residents to live as independently as possible. DH settled with the five residents and agreed to pay them over $3 million to relocate. Goldner says three of her clients will move to private apartments.
Their family members feel like that's a safer option for them because they don't have to worry about losing that apartment.
Controversies like this one are popping up more and more. At a recent hearing on the closure of the Rivington House nursing home on the Lower East Side, City Councilman Brad Lander said it was one of three facilities that were recently flipped.
It's only recently that real estate values are so hot and gentrification so hot that people would engage in such evil acts before we didn't really need regulation.
Deputy Mayor Anthony Shores, under scrutiny for failing to prevent the Rivington House sale, said facilities are also being flipped because healthcare reimbursement rates have changed.
So both the nursing homes become less profitable and the foregone opportunity on the real estate becomes greater. So you're basically begging people to do this, and they are doing it.
But it's up to the state to make any changes. State Senator Daniel Squadron represents the Lower East Side.
The State Department of Health doesn't believe that its role is to consider the impacts on the community of a closure.
He says he's introducing a bill to require the agency to issue a report and hold public hearings when a facility wants to close. But Republicans, who control the Senate, have opposed similar regulations. When it comes to Prospect Park West, the health department says the agency's sole responsibility was to make sure the patients got appropriate services during the closure, which it did. In New York City, there are 750,000 residents over the age of 70. And about 54,000 assisted living and nursing home beds. The city lost 1,800 nursing home beds over the last decade.
It's just us till today.
But Anne Marie Mogul doesn't need one. At Prospect Park West, she was enjoying a final art class.
It's never easy to move. However, at this age, I really need more rest and peace. And let me use the word enjoyment.
With the money from her settlement, she's moving to an independent living facility in Lower Manhattan. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.